The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, these are the random questions from a game donated by Kelly's friend of the show, Katie. Where should we begin? We did a little of these Friday morning. I wanted to do them when Maitland and Tommy could participate.
So what is it? You said it's called
Where Should We Begin?
Where Should We Begin?
Okay. We use this on like girls' nights to like provoke questions and topics and stuff. Nights.
Oh, I didn't know this was like estrogen based. Oh. Not trying to go through the change, just trying to have a little fun.
There's hormones all over that.
Yeah, gross. Oh, yeah. Now my nipples hurt.
I'm lactating.
I might be.
I might be.
I might be. All right. Who's first?
Okay. Great.
Steve is. Family gatherings bring up.
Lots of fun memories.
Must be nice.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, certain,
tell us what's that like.
Certain ones.
We'll gather around a campfire and listen to your stories of fun. Actually, I make fun, but I enjoy mine too.
Yeah, me and my brother and sister always manage to find a way to make fun of somebody. And it always ends up being a lot of fun.
I do love that. My grandma and I cut up a lot, and she always makes deviled eggs, and I steal those out of the refrigerator.
Do you still, when you have big family get-togethers, do you still like, oh, God, I wish I didn't have to do this?
No.
And then, no?
Mm-mm.
Sometimes I do that, and then I have a great time, and I'm embarrassed by that thought. Mm-hmm. Anybody else do that? Is it just me?
No.
This is the rotten soul, huh?
No, I mean, that's normal, though. A lot of times when something's coming up that you're like, you're kind of dreading, but you know you're going to have... When I kind of dread something, I know that's my indication that it's going to be a good time.
It almost always is.
It always
very
works out like
does
that.
It live up... You know, like, we said for kids, like, it never lives up to the hype they give it. And sometimes for adults, obviously, a lot of times for adults. The bad things never live up to the negative hype.
Mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
the most part, it's some do. But, like, when it's something you're like, you agree to do, and then later you're like, I don't want to do things. Mm-hmm. And then you go, I mean, social things, not like getting a tooth pulled without any, mm-hmm. you know, sort of medication. Like, normal things.
Right.
It ends up being fun.
Right.
Yeah, usually.
All right. Kelly, we're just going to go.
Sure. Okay. Okay.
Hot wings. Yes.
Nice.
It's like somebody ordered these. This is a good one. A time I admitted I was wrong.
Oh my God. About a billion.
Mm-hmm.
I admitted I was wrong yesterday when I got mad at Liam because it took him too long to eat something.
Gosh.
And I got irritated. I was tired and a little cranky, and I got a little bit too serious about it. And then, like, 1 minute later, I had to go, hey, buddy, I know why it's scary to try new foods. I don't like trying new foods either. I just wish it was faster, but I shouldn't. I should have chilled out a little.
That's a bad feeling.
I apologize to my kids.
I've been there.
I really liked when Hot Wings claimed that black squirrels were, like, not native from here and then had to admit that he was wrong. That was fun. I really liked that time that you told me that it wasn't going to snowstorm, and then it rained and snowed like 7,000 feet of snow.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Snow shamed you.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. I always like being able to be like, wait, Hot Wings, do we know this for a fact? And then when Hot Wings has to say, actually, no, I just said that confidently.
Yeah.
Because you're so trustworthy and you're generally very smart. So you say things sometimes and I'm like, I blindly believe that.
I think we've just taken his word for too many things because he acted with confidence.
Yeah. Well, Hot Wings says
you have to.
You know how they say, walk somewhere with a clipboard, you can get away with anything. He's talking man with a clipboard.
Yeah, I am confident in my convictions.
He does have a tell, though.
When I think I'm right.
Steve, what's his tell?
His tell is making confident statement, and then everyone replies, and then he goes,
yes.
Yeah.
We know it's coming.
He immediately lowers his head, furrows his brow, and starts typing.
Where I go, yeah, I've just said something confidently, and now I'm thinking about it, and I'm not sure that's
Hot Wings is his own Snopes.com. Let me just see if what I said is something that's completely made up.
I am. Yeah, I have. I do rat myself out usually most of the time.
Kelly, I'm still feeling guilty about.
Ooh, that's a good one. We make fun of my ex-boyfriend quite a bit, and I feel bad about that sometimes. And then I think about how he ditched me at a concert when I was in an astronaut costume and lied about writing a book for 5 years. And then I don't really feel that bad, actually.
I can see that, though.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad we all went full circle here.
Because time passes.
Yeah.
And you forgive, not forget, but forgive.
Yeah. So sometimes I'm like, especially with this job, I'm like, man, I kind of feel bad about that.
I can get that. I mean, once I read the book, I'll feel a lot better. See, it's me. I'm the problem.
But I like it. I think it's very funny.
I only did it because I knew you'd laugh. All right, Maitland. Oh, this is.
Uh-oh.
The message my broken heart needs to hear is. Steve, cue the Sarah McLachlan.
Oh.
Do you have a broken heart?
Like, yeah, that one's hard. Would anyone be able to do that one? I mean, maybe everybody's broken heart needs to hear that this too shall pass. All things are temporary.
And I think...
Sorry, I didn't let you answer.
Oh,
I apologize.
Okay.
I thought it came so out of the blue.
When you follow it up with, how can anybody answer that? It makes me feel like you're going to pick a different card. So I was just like, oh, I don't have to
I was
about
going
this.
To, and then I thought, that's not fair.
Okay.
Answer if you'd like to, or ask for a new card. I'll do either one.
I think it probably just needs to hear, like, I'm sorry, that shouldn't have happened to you.
That's it.
Like, yeah.
God. Is that kind of is all of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like, you didn't deserve that or something. Yeah.
And it's so crazy when you hear that and you've thought it should happen, but you've assumed it never would.
Mm.
How quickly that can just make things go, oh,
all yeah.
Right. You do know, right? Not always, but a lot of cases.
No, I mean, it helps. I still just need time. Like, it's not really so much words.
Yeah.
Well, like sincerity of the words matters.
But it does help. It definitely helps.
Maitland, that was a good one.
Yeah. And
thank you.
Reminder, too, to not be embarrassed about how you loved somebody, especially if it was genuine and honest and they didn't reciprocate that. It's normal to feel kind of pathetic in heartbreaks, I think, or embarrassed or humiliated. And that reminder of, like, why are you embarrassed if you were honest and you were trustworthy and you were good to that person and they didn't show you that in return? Like, there's nothing for you to be embarrassed about, which is always a good reminder.
This text I just saw came in earlier when Kelly brought up, you brought up other things about Hot Wings being wrong. It says, oh, Kelly's about to pull out her Hot Wings was wrong Rolodex she's been keeping on the side.
Those are the only two I have. Those are the only two
I was really
I have.
Hoping that list was going to go long.
I was hoping you guys would pile on.
Steve.
Yes.
The memory I wish I could erase is.
Boy.
Just showing what the next card would be on a real roll.
I you may have to come back to me. I can't think of something off the top of my head. That
so
I would...
you talked about EMDR last week
yeah.
and how that has changed. And you told us on the air, and then you and I have talked quite a bit about it off the air.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's bring up those memories that you've been working on.
There's some in there.
I was not going to talk about them. I would think that. Your answer to this question would be different now than it would have been 2 months ago. Because you told me that you described EMD. I think this was when we were at lunch on Friday. We were talking about it again. And I was asking you questions. This might have been on the air. So if it was, I apologize, but it's new to some people. I'd said, so do I have this right that, or you said it used to be that these memories would take me to a place where I would feel the emotions and get angry and resentful and all of those other things. And now the memory goes by like a train when you're at a railroad track mm-hmm. crossing.
Yeah. It's
and it doesn't give you any other feeling other than this train has a lot of cars, or I'm being somewhat tongue in cheek. Is that right?
Yeah. It's like, I'm not living them again. I'm watching them on TV.
Yeah.
That's
a big difference.
So there's disconnect. So I'm still able to remember it. I still have all the memories, but I'm able to process them differently.
So that question before you did that probably would have had maybe you wouldn't have wanted to say it, but a different answer.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been like the difficult times during my parents' divorce or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely different now.
Kelly, I get bored during sex when?
It's the same position over and over and over again. I hate it. I hate it.
When you realize that you've fallen into the like, okay, now we've done this, now we're going to do that.
And
like,
change it up.
Becomes predictable.
What do you do then?
It's like a timer's going off. Like,
put on
all right,
a porno
flip.
And say, copy everything they do, and all of a sudden you're standing on your head or...
Oh, I'm very verbal.
Butt up towards the couch or whatever.
I'm going to say, every time we wake up in the morning, we do it this way. Like, let's do it differently. Come on. Give it to me good.
Yeah.
Change it up. Don't be bland.
Who would... have you ever gotten a poor reaction to that?
No, I mean, I don't actually say it like that, but I'm like, we ain't doing it like this again. I'm hopping on top, or I'm going to throw you on top of me or whatever.
Yeah. It's very
playful usually.
I would think the partner would go, oh yeah.
Yeah. It's
because that's
playful.
Fun. Unless there probably are some people out there are like, nope, missionary. Like Robert De Niro in Marvin's Room, that movie a long time ago where the drop we used to play, you can either get it on your side or doggy style. That's your only choice. He was yelling that at his poor beaten down wife. With Leonardo DiCaprio in the room being Marvin.
Yeah.
Very unfair. Hot Wings.
Yeah.
I feel most erotic when, here's a question we haven't covered in 30 years of knowing each other.
When I'm looking at trees blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Oh, you ever seen a weeping willow on a windy day?
Leaf peeping.
Most erotic. I don't know that I would ever describe my own emotions as erotic. Like, I mean, I guess horny. When I get a playful text from somebody.
I was worried where when I get a was going.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Flyer for the nude model year.
I mean, I know like horniness isn't really the same as eroticism, but
I mean, there's a link, right?
But there's a link to me. And yeah, I think I would feel like, you know, I think I get the most horny when you're kind of apart and you're sort of flirting and sort of working your way there. That anticipation.
The anticipatory flirt.
Yeah.
You ever seen Stan Getz play the saxophone?
That is pretty great.
One time I saw Charlie Bird Parker driving a 1957 Corvette, and I ripped the front of my pants off.
In your face, I think he was dead by then.
Well, that's why it would have been amazing.
That would do it.
Why don't you just be happy I named two real things?
That's a real person.
Honestly.
Charlie Bird Parker?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the bird, Charlie Parker.
See, look at him. He half knows. Boner right now.
Absolutely.